Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Kabbala, and here are today's top local stories. Memorial Day events tomorrow at the Intrepid will happen, rain or shine. The ceremony begins at 10 in the morning with the unfurling of the U.S. flags and five wreaths laid in the Hudson. The Intrepid Museum invites vets, active duty members of the armed forces, and the public to join. Jones Beach hosting a drone light show this year instead of the annual air show because of the rain in the forecast today. It's been pushed to tomorrow night at 9, up to 1,000 drones will illuminate the sky for about 20 minutes. The air show with fighter jets has been moved to the 4th of July weekend. It will be held on July 5th and 6th to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary. Two teenagers have been charged with assaulting an MTA bus driver in Brooklyn. Cops say Jonathan Asulin, who's 18, along with a 16-year-old, fired a pellet gun, hit the bus driver in the face. The driver, who's 45, is expected to be okay. It happened while the bus was at East 55th Street and Avenue U in Brooklyn. Only a slight change in plans for the annual Lois Saida Festival on the Lower East Side.
Rainy Sunday didn't matter on the Lower East Side. Avenue C still filled for the annual Lois Saida Festival.
I'm born and raised here, so been coming to the festival since I was a little kid, like with my mom and my brother.
Maylin Zero Iglesias volunteers every year. She says this is a Puerto Rican celebration.
This neighborhood has changed a lot. I mean, it's unrecognizable half the time, but on this day of the year, it's like everybody comes out.
This festival has seven blocks of food vendors, art, and music. Organizers say it's been a tradition for almost 40 years.
It's about ensuring that we preserve our legacy.
And despite the weather, the energy here never slowed down. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Festival happens till 5 on Avenue C between 5th and 12th. Knicks fever higher than ever. The New York Knicks have now won 10 straight postseason games, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers last night 121-108, taking a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. 9 of their 11 playoff wins have been by double digits. Their two losses have been by a total of 2 points. Game 4 of the finals tomorrow night in Cleveland. A new Coast Guard cutter has been named after an NYPD officer who died in the September 11th attacks. Officer Vincent Danz was 38, working with ESU when he rushed into the World Trade Center to try and save people. Danz had also been in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve. The ship includes a piece of steel recovered from the World Trade Center rubble. Danz's widow and two daughters attended a dedication ceremony Friday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.